sometimes the beginning of curing a disease is an awareness that we have a disease. When we are in denial that we have a problem, we do not seek the help that's required. Enechi asadi maya nashibarulagi harina mahamandra lao tu mimagi. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya, he told us that I am a doctor and I have brought the medicine that will cure you of the disease of suffering, the disease of death. The medicine is the holy names of Krishna, this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Nam Nam Akari Bahuda Nija Sarva Shaktis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wrote with his own hand this verse in his Shikshastakam that Krishna is not different than his names. The Supreme Lord has many names that have been revealed at many times throughout history. And those names are the very foundational basis of all the great religions and spiritual paths. The power, the beauty, the sweetness, the love, the purification of the presence of God Himself is so accessible because Krishna has incarnated in His names. This Maha Mantra is especially powerful because Hare Krishna, Sri Radharani, the Supreme Mother, the Supreme Goddess of love and compassion, has appeared in the name of Hare. And when we chant her names, she is there to purify us, to forgive us, to empower us with love and devotion. And as we become purified, Krishna, He will attract our hearts. Sri Rupa Goswami describes that there is a warning. If we are attached to all the temporary things of this world, do not go to Keshi Ghat on the bank of the Yamuna, because there you will see Krishna, whose beauty, whose sweetness, whose love will attract us in such a way that there can be no other attachments. But the beauty of loving Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed in his own life and pastimes, is the more we love Krishna, the more we're attached and attracted to Krishna, the more we perceive the presence of Krishna in the heart of every living being, the more we perceive Krishna in his magnificent artwork of the cosmic creation. And as long as we're in this world, the greatest service to Krishna is to seek shelter of Him with all of our hearts through our sadhana, our spiritual practice, and to be an instrument of Krishna's mercy to help to awaken the souls within the hearts of others. This age of Kali, it is an ocean of faults. But yet the Srimad Bhagavatam tells that great souls worship Kali Yuga as the best time. Why? Because in a time when there is such difficulty on the path of self-realization, Krishna appears as Lord Chaitanya. Namo Mahabharanaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Gaura Tveshe Namaha. He's most magnanimous, most munificent. What it took tens and thousands of years to achieve through meditation and Satya Yuga, what was only attainable by perfect precision, performances of yajna, which are impossible today in the Treta Yuga, worshiping the Lord perfectly was the very, very difficult task of self-realization in the Dwapara Yuga. But the same goal is achievable in the Kali Yuga simply by learning how to take shelter of the holy names of the Lord and learning how to live our life in such a way, in the spirit of a servant of the servant of a servant, Trinarpi Sunijena, so that when we come before the holy name, Krishna and Sri Radharani will be pleased to reveal themselves. Cheto Darpana Marajanam, if we chant the holy names of Krishna, especially in the spirit of living a life of devotion, following in the footsteps of the Goswamis and the great Acharyas, then in this very lifetime, the awakening of love for Krishna will manifest. So it is glorifying Kali Yuga in this way, but in an entire day of Brahma, out of the many, many Kali Yugas that come, only one time does Krishna personally reveal his pastimes of Vrindavan with Sri Radharani and the Gopas and the Gopis. And only once in a day of Brahma, among many Kali Yugas, does Radharani and Krishna come in one form. Radha Bhavatuti Subalitam Nomi Krishna Swarupam. For the purpose of not only giving love for Krishna, but giving the opportunity to love Krishna as is eternally experienced by the residents of Vrindavan.
You were listening to Radhanath Swami on devotionalnectar.com.